This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers are asking whether Colorado's red flag law could have stopped the shooter's attack on Club Q. The suspected shooter appears to have been arrested last year on charges of threatening their mother with a bomb and other weapons. Those charges were dropped and the case sealed. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports there's no sign El Paso County law enforcement filed a red flag petition to limit the suspect's access to guns after the incident.
Democratic Representative Meg Froelich says the state needs
just to take a really strong look at the laws we have on the books. And not only are they being enforced, but who's the appropriate enforcer?
The 2019 red flag law allows law enforcement or family members to ask judges to temporarily bar people from having guns. But Colorado authorities have confiscated guns at a lower rate than other states like Florida with similar laws. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's Economic Development Office says some researchers and tech companies will get more than $9.5 million in grants. The recipients range from a Boulder company that develops unmanned aircraft systems to a Carbondale company that makes plant-based wax for skis and snowboards. The state will start accepting applications for next year's grants in January. The deadline to apply is March 2nd. A hockey game between the University of Denver and Colorado College has been moved to Denver's Ball Arena because of high ticket demand. The schools have a hotly contested rivalry. DU won the NCAA National Championship in hockey last season. The game will happen January 27th, and tickets are currently on sale. Fans who already had tickets to the game, which was originally planned for DU's Magnus Arena, will be reseated for the game. Right now in Denver, it's 47 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's 58. Expect snow to develop overnight into Thanksgiving morning with highs in the upper 30s. This is CPR News and KRCC.